him, Diana. Why was he in Queens? Caesar asked Marco.
Guns. We were conducting business. I was telling him about a new shipment of military-grade weapons that just arrived, and I wanted to see if he needed a few for his men. He was supposed to come back with payment to receive them, but he never showed up. It was unlike him to do, but I figured something must have come up.
Diana, why do you think Marco was the last to see Barry? Caesar turned to her.
He came to the club, Diana answered, making reference to her gentleman's club. You know Barry was always too bourgeoisie for the pussy I have walking the streets, and was never too proud to walk through the doors of the sugar trap. After he relieved himself with his favorite girls, we talked for a second. It didn't hit me until now that he seemed on edge.
On edge?
Maybe that's not the right phrase for it. But most times, after a man drains his dick, he's more relaxed than he's ever been. Barry seemed unsettled about something. I never asked what. However, he did tell me he was going to stop over in Queens to see Marco before he went home. Caesar mulled over her words and couldn't help but wonder if what she said was true about Barry behaving that way. He'd known Barry many years, and nowhere in his memory consisted of him outwardly showing his discomfort about any situation. It made whoever had done him in even more curious to Caesar. Who could put fear into Barry Tolliver's heart? Nobody Caesar knew, and that left him once again at a dead end.
He looked at Diana, Lee, and Marco, trying to see through any lies that may have been told. But he wasn't sure they had told any. They'd all respected the pact all those years with only minor disagreements among them. The pact was something put into place after they all went to war with each other. Back when they were all fighting, Caesar's father was still alive. King Cal groomed his son as his right-hand man to be the king and take over when he was gone. The fighting was always over turf, who was allowed to do what where. King Cal always told him the other families knew that they were the strongest family, so they would do whatever they had to do to weaken them. And they did. Many died over those notions, including Caesar's mother, who was killed in cold blood. Caesar never found out which family was responsible for shooting her through the window of her Cadillac at a traffic light. But that was the moment that forever changed his fate. When Caesar was 12, his father, the kingpin of Manhattan, had already started grooming him to take over the game. By 14, Caesar had already taken his first life. It didn't stop there. He had so much rage inside of him from his mother's murder that he jumped headfirst into the war. He had been just a kid, but Caesar was respected and feared all over New York. He was a menace. But when his father died in 1978, Caesar called for a ceasefire. It took him losing too soon the last parent he had to realize how much senseless violence had taken place among the five families over one thing, money. The other families respected the King Cal legacy enough to stop fighting and listen to Caesar's proposal. Each family was given a trade. The Colombians were given the prostitution game in Harlem. The Mexicans were given a weapons operation in Queens. The Asians were loan sharks who loaned both money and hired hands at a cost in the Bronx. The other black family ran their own theft ring in Brooklyn while Caesar remained the kingpin in Manhattan. Under the pact, every family was off limits to another, and due to the difference in trades, business could be conducted in each other's territories. They would be allies and always aid each other in need. At the end of each month, each family would have to pay their dues into the pot. That money went toward, but not limited to.